Let's head to the Weather Center and see who we have in the Weather Center. Meteorologist, sign in, please.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Anthony J.
Anthony J.
How goes it?
Do your friends call you Tony J?
Some have called me Tony, yes, actually.
All right. Well, Anthony, it's nice to speak to you this morning, except for the fact that we have snow outside. About, I would say right now we have about a little under a half inch of snow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're getting some reports of snow coming down in an inch an hour or better in some areas across the area. And even in New York City we're getting snow. This is April 2nd, so this is not the normal scenario we want. Most people want. A lot of unhappy people today.
Now, is this storm getting bigger, or is it closer to the coast? I mean, what's the difference from what we originally thought a couple of days ago, that we didn't think we'd get much snow here?
Yeah, a little bit colder than expected a couple days ago. We thought maybe the temperatures would be above freezing and we wouldn't see any of it stick. But we have a little more cold air, and also the storm's a little bit stronger. So that combination is creating this April snow scenario across the area. So we could see some isolated snow totals, say northeast New Jersey, interior Connecticut, maybe upwards of 6-7 inches. Well, generally across the whole area, 2 to 5 inches will be the story.
All right, now is it going to warm up like tomorrow and the day after?
Yes, in fact, we'll see. But it's not going to be that pretty because we're going to have a warm front coming in tomorrow. So it will be warmer with temperatures back upper 40s, low 50s, but clouds. So we'll have some showers of rain coming back in Tuesday. Also some fog Tuesday into Tuesday night. And then by Wednesday, a cold front comes through. So we could have temperatures around 60 on Wednesday. And maybe even a thunderstorm with the cold front. And then it gets colder again. So we don't really get to enjoy the mild temperatures for too long. But then below average temperatures for Thursday and Friday and probably Saturday as well. So, but again, the snow will taper off by lunchtime across the area. So it's not going to be a big nor'easter, with wind and, really major problems. Just a quick hit of snow. And then it really should melt, really, by the afternoon, especially with the sun coming out. So I wouldn't even bother shoveling in many instances because it's going to melt.
All right. Now, with that being said, we'll get back to the storm in a second. Is it just Anthony J with a J, or is it J-A-Y?
Yes, at J-A-Y.
J-A-Y.
Yeah.
Is that your full last name, J?
It's actually my middle name because I use my middle name, Anthony J.
What's your last name?
Quick and simple. My last name is actually Franzese.
Franzese?
Yeah, yeah. It's Italian surname.
I was going to say, Franzese. Pat has a tendency to hire people with Italian names. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, actually. the other Anthony is...
I mean, no. And before you guys, I think the Pagano thing has a certain thing for Italian-flavored meteorologists.
Well, there's a lot of us up here.
That's right.
Where you are, your studio is, where is it exactly?
We're in Sharon, Connecticut. Northwest Connecticut. Yeah. Sharon, Connecticut.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there. And even in New York City, we're getting, where I am, it's sticking.
Where are you?
I'm actually in Astoria, which is the borough of Queens.
All right, so you're in Queens.
Yeah.
All right, so it really is pretty cool, the miracle of radio, how you have the full capabilities by contacting the Weather Center to operate out of your studio at your house. Like, I have a studio at my house that I can really fully operate the radio station at. If you were around 20 years ago, Anthony J, you'd have to trudge your rear end into the Weather Center to fill in.
Yes, that's right. But yeah, not having to do that is wonderful. But I have all the technology here, so I can forecast the weather anywhere in the country.
Well, that is true. Now, how old are you, Anthony?
I'm 40.
All right. So this is to introduce you to people and a little bit of background. How long have you been a meteorologist?
Since the early 2000s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, so you worked for Pat earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, in fact, it was one of my first weather jobs was with Pat. This was way back 2001, 2002 or so.
Now, how long did it take you to? I mean, there's a lot they have to learn to be a meteorologist. How long did it take you to pronounce meteorologist? I always have trouble with it.
Not long, because I was a weather geek, from a like since I was 9 years old, 8 years old, I'd
You know, I
say.
don't think anybody wants to admit it, but I think everybody at one time in their life is a weather geek. I really believe that. And when the Weather Channel
Yes.
started, everybody made fun of it. And I knew it was going to be successful because everybody wants to be a meteorologist. Everybody wants to predict the weather and they're interested in the weather. So,
That's exactly right, yeah. Especially here in the Northeast, where most of us seem to come from,
yeah.
as far as the hardcore weather people.
Now, what do you think about Byron Allen buying the Weather Channel, huh?
Yeah, that's it's a lot of changes happening down there.
$300 million. $300 million. What's the
Yeah,
matter?
like
What's the matter with him?
he's a weather file too, it
Yeah,
sounds like.
he's there's no doubt about it. There's a way we like the weather geek because we are geeks. I've been following the weather. If it, you know what? If you didn't have to do so much schooling to be a meteorologist, I would have become a meteorologist because I always love the weather. But
Oh, wow.
you know what? No, too much work. Way too much work to go into it. It really is.
It's a lot of math.
Math study, and I hate math. So you can't hate math and become a meteorologist. It just doesn't work.
It's so calculus. That's
God, don't even mention that word. I throw
Some
up. I
people
throw
do like the math, but yeah, I wasn't a Yeah, I was not going the hardcore weather route, so I advanced to some degree, but did my own thing with broadcast meteorology. So it was a little bit less math intensive and more TV intensive and more
Is
really the
that a is that
operational weather stuff.
is that a plow that just went by?
Yeah, you can hear that, huh?
Yeah.
A small plow
Hey,
just
there
went down.
you
Yeah,
go.
my side street, which wasn't treated, which is
There you
covering
go,
yeah.
folks. You get it live on the radio. Well, Anthony, it's been great to talk to you and welcome back.
Thank you. Yes, my pleasure.
And we hope to speak to you again in the near future.
Yes, we will.
Take care.
Take care. Enjoy the
You
day.
too. Anthony J. this morning in the Weather Center here on Robinhood Radio, in for Pat Pagano with the forecast on Robinhood Radio. And of course, you can hear Anthony, by the way, on demand in just a few minutes.